Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to TP Talk, TNT in the Night, where we talk about overcoming difficult situations or just handling it better. We talk about our daily adventures and we ask the question, what have you done today? What is it that stands out today? And most important, how have you overcome today? What are your challenges of the day? And we march into the other side of midnight, walking in the retrospect behavior, not to judge ourselves or feel bad about it, but to find ways to improve our tomorrow. We talk to people who were faced with major challenges, and we find their struggles and their triumphs and lessons that they were blessed with due to the way they rose to the occasion, to the call of the other side, the way they faced situations that they never thought they would have to. Because what you will find when the unexpected hits you, that there are resources deep within you. They begin to bubble to the surface and make themselves available to you and invite you to help yourself to situations that you never saw before. And today I'm going to dedicate this time to Rosemary, because Rosemary is a very beautiful person. So, Rosemary, yes, I'm talking about you. You are very beautiful, and you need to accept it. Beautiful inside and out. You have so much life. And so today, challenges and what it is that might make the day a little bit better. And what I found is that what I want this hour, this show to be about is for you to be able to come back anytime you're down or anytime you have a hard time, to come back over here and listen to it, and so that this can be your support and this can be your shoulder maybe to cry on, or the strength that you need to go to the next step, because we all need support. And so, first of all, you need to know how beautiful you are. And second of all, the three important things that everybody really wants in life are health and love and prosperity. And really that's in that order, because health is the foundation of everything. A healthy body is the foundation to being successful about everything in life. So, of course, this is the first thing you want to think about. You have to think about giving oxygen to yourself if you want to help anybody else or if you want to do anything else. Even on an airplane, they give you instructions in case of emergency. What they tell you to do is first, before you do anything else, put the oxygen mask on your face. Because without that, you have nothing. So remembering how beautiful you are on the inside out, we want to be grateful for what we have, and we want to think for a second about our health and our body, and what can we do? What can you do today to make your health a little bit better? Just something small that you can do, like, I don't know, something nice for your body that you enjoy. It could be from eating an apple to stretching out, to taking a hot bath, I don't know, whatever it is, but something to appreciate your body and to give something nice, because, first of all, we have so much to be grateful. We have so much to be grateful just for having this amazing biological computer that can take us to work, can take us home from work, and help us wake up in the morning, talk and walk and all the little things that we can do. We have to focus on that for a minute. So stop everything that you're doing and think for a second. What am I grateful for about my body, my amazing body that I have? What can I be grateful for? And begin to give your body the kind of love that it deserves for giving you all those things and all those services. And maybe think about something nice today that you can do for your body, because getting your body on a journey to health, the most satisfying journey that you can ever take. And then after that, of course, love and relationships and money and prosperity is just common sense next step, because why not have it all? No reason. But you can have tons and tons of money, and if you don't have your health, it's all worthless. Or you can have tons of money like that Hearst guy. The publisher had so much money. He built this huge castle, and then he was there alone. So what's the point of all his money? It's almost worthless. If he's sitting alone in a huge castle, it means nothing. So today's a great day to start doing something nice for your body. Do something nice for yourself. And let's get into the journey of healing yourself, healing this amazing body, and giving it the love that it deserves. And that's the first step for today. Challenges that I had today. I actually am going to post pictures of where I was. And I had annoying things happen to me. Have you ever had to meet someone that you just wait for and they don't show up? That is so annoying. I had a meeting with someone today, and it was difficult because I had never seen her before, and the only reason I even had an idea of what she looked like was because I saw a picture. But I get there, and I park my car in not such a legal place, like a little bit of the car, well, maybe a lot more than a little, is parked too close to the fire hydrant. But I get out of the car, and she's nowhere to be seen. And I'm thinking, maybe I'm in the wrong place waiting for her. Maybe not, but I don't have her phone number. And so I waited and waited, and I could have let this totally destroy my day. But I didn't. Half hour late, she showed up. And we had a great time. And it was one of those snags that I had to kind of just ignore. I walked around. I talked to the police. You'll see the picture I put in there. I took pictures of the area. Really amazing area. And I ended up having a really amazing meeting. And then I came home. And things were not so good. The dementia is not working in my favor, and the woman that was taking care of her said there helplessly as the dementia that my mom is suffering from took over and did a lot of, kind of really got to me, like destroy everything that was in the refrigerator I had to throw out. So yeah, it was a challenge. But I do have something today that I'm going to share about solving problems, because it's one more thing that I really wanted to talk about. Challenges and difficult situations are just a signal for us that we're alive. Because the only way we do not have challenges, the only way we do not have any problems is if we don't do anything. If you sit on the couch and watch TV all day, then nothing's going to challenge you. If you just don't get out of bed in the morning, nothing's going to challenge you. But a challenge, somebody saying no to you, something standing in your way of wanting to accomplish something, that's an adrenaline rush, because that's a sign that you're actually alive and well and doing things. So take one of those challenges. Take something today that maybe something you didn't want to do, or maybe something that you did and it didn't work out so well. It might be something like getting on someone's list or getting somebody to buy something that you want. And I know with my real estate, if I knocked on somebody's door and they said, nope, I want to sell my house, but not with you, if I would have just walked away and said, oh, well, he doesn't want me, and I just guess I'm going to go find somebody else, I would have never sold any houses. So going back to that house, to go back to something you've tried to do maybe and it didn't work out, and call back, and maybe that day you'll get different results. So go ahead and try something today. Take on the challenge. Take it on with excitement. Make that phone call that you didn't want to make. Talk to that person that told you yesterday, nope, not going to happen. Today, it just might. Today's a different day. You have a different perspective. You call up, and you're actually there doing it. That's exciting. How many of those things actually are going to happen? You're going to overcome it. Just think about how good you're going to feel when the answer all of a sudden is yes. So this is not something new, because Einstein had a secret to amazing problem-solving techniques. He actually had a technique. And he's quoted as saying that if he had 1 hour to save the world, he would spend 55 minutes defining the problem and only 5 minutes finding the solution. So basically, the quote does not illustrate an important point. No, I mean, the quote illustrates a very important point, and that is that before jumping into solving a problem, which is what we're going to do today, we're going to focus on solving one problem, we should step back and invest time and effort to improve our understanding of the problem. So I have over here 10 strategies that you can use to see problems from different perspectives. So when I ask you to stand back and look at the problem, certain things that you can look at, an actual system of looking at different perspectives of the same problem, and master what is the most important step in the problem solving, which is clearly defining problem in the first place. So you can just sit down with a pen and paper and get ready to define one problem, that one problem, that one challenge that you have picked to take a look at today. Problem is to know what the problem is. So the definition of the problem will be the focal point of all your problem-solving efforts. Makes sense to devote as much attention and dedication to problem definition, because what usually happens is that as soon as we have a problem to work on, we get very eager to work at the solution, and we neglect to spend the time refining it and planning it and figuring it out. Because once you have it figured out, doing it is just a simple next step. So what most of us don't realize, and what supposedly Einstein did realize, is that the quality of the solution we come up with will be the direct proportion to the quality of the description of the problem that we're trying to solve. So not only will your problem be more clear to you, but your solution will be more abundant, and it'll be a higher quality. But it'll be achieved much more easier too. And more importantly, you'll have the confidence to be taking on the challenge, to be taking on a worthwhile challenge. So problem definition tools and strategies. That's the good news. That's the difference. Getting the different perspective and angle so that you can clearly define a problem. That's a skill that can be learned and it can be developed. So here is strategy number one. Rephrase the problem from how you originally phrased it. I'll give you an example. When a Toyota executive, he asked the employees to brainstorm on kind of different ways to the productivity, all he got back were people just looking at him. They didn't say anything. So when he rephrased his request as, why don't you guys tell me ways to make your job easier? There were so many answers that he couldn't even keep up with it. So words carry a very strong and a very implicit meaning. And they play a major role in how we perceive the problem. So in the example that I just gave you, be productive might seem like sacrifice, like you're doing something for the company. But making your job easier, which is exactly the same thing, may be more like something you're doing for your own benefit. But the company is also going to benefit from it. So in the end, the problem is still the same. But the feeling and the point of view that is associated with the problem is so completely and totally different. So play with your problem statement, reword it in different ways, try the method, different methods of approaching it, and take like single words and substitute all kinds of variations of the word to the word that you have and try like increasing sales or making life easier or approaching a new perspective. Try replacing increase maybe with attract or develop maybe with extend or repeat and see how your perception of the problem may change. Because the rich vocabulary plays such an important role here. So you may want to use the thesaurus or a dictionary or develop. You'll be developing your vocabulary at the same time. And I don't know if we have the time to go through all the 10 perspectives, but I'll go to number 2 now, which is expose, challenge the assumptions about what you're going to tackle. So every problem, no matter how it is, and no matter how simple it may seem, it always comes with assumptions. Matter of fact, it comes with a very long list of assumptions that are attached to it. And many of these assumptions may be not true. And it can make your problem statement inadequate and sometimes even misguided. So the first step to get rid of wrong assumptions or bad assumptions or assumptions that don't serve you is to make them very, very clear. Make a list and expose all the assumptions that you have about the problem. I'm assuming that this problem cannot be tackled by me. I'm assuming that this problem is all those assumptions, whatever they are. Especially those that may seem the most obvious, the most untouchable, those are the ones you list first. That in itself brings more clarity to the problem. And then you can take it further and you can test that assumption to see how valid it is. Kind of think in ways that might not be valid and what the consequences might be. So what will you find at the end of doing that? That may surprise you. And that I'd like to hear about. That many of those bad assumptions are self-imposed. That's what you might find. And if you scrutinize it a little bit, you might be able to even drop those assumptions. So, for example, if you're about to walk into a restaurant business, you're about to buy one of your assumptions may be that restaurants have a menu. And even though the assumption may be true, at first, if you challenge it or you try challenging it, then maybe you'll find a very interesting business model. Like one restaurant where customers bring dish ideas for the chef for the cook. So you don't have a menu to give them. They actually have a menu to give you. And that's basically the number two. Number three is chunk up. And that means that each problem is a small piece of the puzzle. And in the same way that you can explore a problem laterally, like playing with words or challenging assumptions, you can also explore it in different attitudes. How do you feel about this problem? Is it overwhelming? Is it overwhelming with details, or are you looking at the problem from a more narrow perspective? Maybe you look at it from a broader, bigger perspective so that you can make the problem more general. Like, ask questions like, what's this a part of? What's this an example of, or what kind of intention was behind it? There's more detailed explanation for that, but we don't have enough time to go into it today. So another approach to kind of chunk it up is get a more general view of the problem, placing words in the problem, statements that have really don't have a very specific meaning to them. Then take the words, for example, the word like car with vehicle. That's a great free tool for finding hypernyms. Hypernyms when you replace words for cars for vehicle, that's an hypernym. If you find hypernyms for a given word, is you can go to WordNet and search a word and click on the S label before the word definition. That's chunking it up. And that's all the time we have today to go through different ways of looking at the perspective. Tomorrow we will do 4, 5, and 6, and then we'll do 7, 8, and 9, and 10 ways of looking at a problem before we start solving it, rather than jumping in and trying to solve a problem and then just getting frustrated. We have to approach it with different sense of, wow, this is so much fun. That's a huge difference. It's a very, very big difference between solving a problem and, or letting the problem drown you. That's basically it. So, to end in a good note, to me, today, not a very remarkable day, it was just a day. Things went fairly well. Not that everything went perfectly, but it went fairly well, considering I didn't sleep much last night and I was really, really, really tired today. But thinking about handling challenges excited me and excited my day and made me just take everything in a completely different way. So go ahead and start with appreciating your body and seeing what can you do today to give myself a good feeling, pleasurable feeling. Pleasure your body. That's all your body wants. Be good to it. And look at one challenge you choose and explore. Define challenge. Define it from all those different ways that I express. And let go of everything else. And if you want to know what letting go actually means, I talked about it yesterday. Check it out. That's letting go. That's letting go. And challenges are nothing but gifts in disguise. And we've come to the end of our half an hour where we focus on the E factor, which is the energy factor on Tippy Talk. If you like to call in, if you like to give us any idea, or if you like anything, just push that little follow button on top, because that follow button is going to notify you every time something new happens. Leave a comment. That would be really nice, too. And most of all, have a wonderful day. My book, Planning Power, is available at Amazon.com. And all you have to do is type the name of the book, which is Planning Power, and you access Planning Power by Tippi Feldstein. Or you can simply go to lifemodification.net, that's .net, not .com, so people always get mixed up. So it's .net, lifemodification.net, and that will guide you on how you can get the book and how you can find out what it's all about. If you just want to take a look at it, you can also go to Amazon.com and they will let you look inside and look at chapter one. So I bless you and I love you and present this to you from my heart to yours to the end of the show, The E-Factor on Black Talk Radio, Tippi Talk, where we talk about evolving to higher states of consciousness, seeking out our life's mission, and exploring new frontiers while overcoming our challenges and rising to the occasion. Each show, we focus on different aspects of our life, and most important, we invite you, listener, to participate. Until we meet again, have a magical journey, and let your talent be your potion.